Zondervan presents Remember Tuesday Morning by Karen Kingsbury. Read by Cassandra Campbell, Hilary Huber, Don Leslie, and Stefan Rudnicki. This title was previously published as Every Now and Then.
Chapter 1. Smog hung over the San Fernando Valley like a collapsed Boy Scout tent, filling in the spaces between the high-rise office buildings and freeway overpasses. The Pacific Ocean hadn't produced a breeze in 3 weeks, and by 2 o'clock that August afternoon, temperatures had long since shot past the century mark. Alex Brady didn't care. He picked up his pace, pounding his Nikes against the shimmering asphalt. Salty sweat dripped down his temples and into the corners of his mouth, but he kept running, filling his lungs with the sweltering, stifling air. Something about the sting in his chest made him feel good, stirred the intensity of his run, the intensity of his existence. If chasing bad guys on the streets of Los Angeles didn't kill him, he wasn't going to keel over on the Pierce College running track, whatever the weather. 5 miles and 10 hill sprints every off day, that was his mandate. And he never made the trip without Bo. They were alone on the track today. No one else crazy enough to push this hard in the suffocating heat. He glanced at the German Shepherd keeping pace alongside him. His dog. His partner for every on-duty call. His best friend. His only friend. Attaboy. The dog wasn't even breathing hard. Alex slowed long enough to pat Bo's deep brown coat. They both needed a drink. Alex's ribs heaved as he ran to the bleachers and slowed to a stop. He grabbed one of his water bottles from the lowest row and downed half of it. Bo found his bowl a few feet away and lapped like crazy. This was a two-bottle day if ever there was one. Alex slammed the bottle back down on the bench and kicked his run into gear again. His dog was a few seconds behind him, but he caught up easily.
All right, Bo, let's get this.
Alex could feel the workout now. Feel his legs screaming for relief the way they always did when he had a mile left. Bo's earnest eyes seemed to say he would stay by his master, whatever the pace, whatever the distance. Alex wiped the back of his hand across his forehead and squinted against the glare of the afternoon sun. Without question, Bo was the best police dog in the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. Every bit as fit as Alex, and with a resume of heroism unequaled among canine units. Another lap, and Alex noticed something on the surface of the track. His running shoes were leaving an imprint. The asphalt was that hot. Good thing Bo was running on the grass. Push through it, he ordered himself. Dad would have done this without breaking a sweat. And then, like it did at least once a day, a rush of memories came over him so hard and fast he could almost feel the wind from its wake. His dad, Captain Ben Brady, New York City firefighter. His hero, his best friend. Suddenly it was all real again, the sound of his voice, the feel of his hand, firm against Alex's shoulder when he lost the big game his junior year, running alongside Alex when he was 6 and learning to ride a bike. Or even before that, when he lifted Alex up into the fire truck that very first time. 2 more laps, Brady, you can do it. Alex clenched his teeth and pushed himself, but the memories stayed. There was his dad, hovering over his bed that September Tuesday morning, placing his hand against the side of Alex's face. Buddy, time to get up. You gotta ace that math test. We'll talk about the other stuff when I get home. The other stuff. Alex blinked, and the hillside that surrounded half the track appeared again. The other stuff was Alex's determination to parlay his years as a fire cadet into an immediate position with the FDNY. As a teen, Alex could already see himself in the uniform, rushing into burning buildings, climbing atop blazing rooftops, rescuing families and putting out fires. His dad saw things differently. College would be better. His grades were good. His SAT scores in the top 10%. Why battle fires in Manhattan when you could work in an...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?